This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
Red Hot Relationships. Bruce Sullivan back on the show. Some advice this morning on how to say no. This is what, Bruce, so what people don't use you as a doormat. Is that right?
Yeah, look, it is. And look, we learn as little people that, you know, if we say yes, what comes flooding at us is this big wave of approval, and people go, gosh, I like that approval. So when I say yes to my parents when I'm 2, they love me. When I say no, I get some feedback that makes me think, oh, I might have to do that a bit differently. So, you know, like, it's so innocent at an early age, and I think the damage is that, you know, when you start to realise that you've got a tired, cranky, stressed out and unhappy family, you need to pay attention to what you're doing. And one of the things I think is that, you know, we live in this overcommitment generation, and we just don't know how to say no. So I've got a few ideas that might help us be a little less tired, cranky, stressed out and unhappy, so we don't feel like we're just squeezing everything in every week and then crashing when we finally get to a holiday.
Why would we want to say no? Surely it'd be nice to please, but if you can, why would you not want to help out?
Yeah, look, I think it's one of the paradoxes of life, and I think that, you know, the system that we're in is that, you know, we want to do everything and we want to please everybody, and there's a tipping point where you forget what's actually important to you. And when you stop ignoring, or when you start ignoring what's important to you and stop doing what you think is important to you and meeting your needs and your family's needs, that's when it gets a bit dangerous, because, you know, when does that stop? When do you stop squeezing everything in? When do you stop pleasing everybody and learning to live with a little bit of disapproval so that you can get your needs on the table too?
Well, there's only so many hours in the day, isn't there? We've got to be realistic about that.
Yeah, look, there is so many hours, and, you know, it's April already, and I'm looking at people that, you know, going, oh, it's going to be an endurance test in 2011, I don't think I'm going to get through to Christmas, and, you know, bring on Christmas already. And I'm like thinking, we're only in April. We've got a long time to go. So I'm going to get you guys to practice again, because, Liam, you're going to invite Robbie just to one more fantastic event that you've got on next Saturday night. And Robbie, you guys have been committed, or Roy, you've already been out 3 nights next week, and you're going to say no to Liam. But a lot of people don't want to say no, because, you know, you do want to keep the relationship positive, so you don't want to come out going, well, no, thanks.
Don't worry, Bruce, I've got just a scenario that he already said no to. Hey, Robbie, would you like to come to either of my children's first birthday parties?
I would like to, but I'll have to say no, Liam.
Oh,
I've got
really?
Something else on.
Oh, I thought we were tight. I thought we were close. I thought you were my right-hand man.
Look, it's really easy to get overcommitted. You know, Declan, my son, has just done an amazing job with his Taekwondo, and he's got a chance to go for his black belt in the next 4 months. But it's also the start of football season, and I know that some families would try and squeeze in the football season and the Taekwondo, but we encourage Declan to ring the football coach and say, mate, I won't be able to do football this year. I've made another commitment. I will be just concentrating on Taekwondo for the next few months, and then next year I can join. And the secret in that language, and this is what I'm going to get you guys to practice instead of what you just said, is the will won't commit. Hey, look, I won't be able to be there on Saturday night. I will be somewhere else. I've already made another commitment. And those three words remind you that you've got commitments, and it's okay to have a commitment. And the commitment could be just to your own energy recovery. The commitment could be just to sitting at home with the family, having a pizza, watching a video, and not having to be in the car and just going somewhere else again, squeezing something in. So
can it be about the smaller things in life too? I mean, I've got an example back the other way. You know, occasionally I'm a little bit late for work, but we've got this thing happening here now at work where I've been really trying hard, and a few days this week I've got here early. And so Liam's instigated this thing that if I get here early, even if it's 10 seconds, he jumps up and throws his arms around me and gives me a big welcome hug. Now, for starters, at that point, Ness is doing something else. So here we are, two grown men in a studio hugging quite early on our own, and I just haven't got the heart to say no to him as a part of my job description, that if I make the effort to get early, I get a big man hug. So is things like that as well?
Yeah, look, I don't know. That becomes a value judgment. I think you need 12 hugs a day just for maintenance, so I reckon he's just getting off to you to a great start.
And it's funny, Bruce, he's never complained before.
No, there you go. So, Liam, you're about to invite Robbie to your next children's birthday party, and Robbie, you won't be able to be there. I will be somewhere else. I've already got another commitment. Here you go.
Okay, yeah, I won't be able to be there. I've got something else on, I've got another commitment, and the food's better at the other one.
Yes.
Oh, hang on, should I have added that last bit? Or my other one I've done with Ness a few times when she's invited me is, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll see what I've got on. What are you doing? Is it a barbecue? Is it a buffet? You know, is it a meal?
Yeah, I think that qualification's not going to work. I think the main issue is for families to decide, is it important for us to not be overcommitted, tired, cranky, stressed out, unhappy and snapping at each other and just squeezing in life every week? Or is it really important to say, we know what is important and we need to make some decisions around that? And as soon as we get asked to the three barbecues on a Saturday night, when we get invited to the second and third ones, it's really easy to say, hey, look, we won't be able to be there. I will be somewhere else. Already made another commitment, and the commitment might be just to your family. The commitment might be just to your own personal health. And as a family, we could be out tonight again. Even on Saturday night, I'm almost obliged to be there, and it's living with the disapproval of saying, hey, look, we won't be able to be there. We will be somewhere else. We've already made another commitment.
How to say no from Red Hot Relationships. Bruce Sullivan back on the air, mate. Nice to chat. Keen to get some more advice real soon. Hey, we'll talk to you then.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.